You see, I think to understand what's happening, one has to see this as a concerted attack, assault on not only Syria, but Iran as well. You see, Iran, Syria, and their ally Hezbollah in Lebanon, that trio, a sort of Tehran-Damascus-Hezbollah axis, has in recent years been the main obstacle to American and Israeli hegemony in the Middle East. And the attempt now is to bring that axis down. Of course, they're fighting back with their allies, with their friends, precisely like Russia and China. So that's what we're seeing on that level. Internally in Syria is a completely different struggle. Now, you see, the main element in the opposition, the most powerful element in the Syrian National Council is the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, just the other day, they celebrated the 30-year anniversary of the assault on Hama by Hafez al-Assad, the father of the present president. And in that struggle, at least 10,000 people were killed in the city of Hama. Now, we have to understand the background of that. Hama in 1982 was the climax of a terrorist campaign by the Muslim Brothers, which began in the late 70s, to overthrow the Assad regime at that time. And they seized control, the insurgents seized control of Hama, butchered Ba'ath Party members and officials, and it was only at that stage that the regime moved in and crushed that insurgency and killed a lot of people, a lot of innocent people. Now, the specter of what happened then, 30 years ago, hangs over the present situation. And the Muslim Brothers, they've been outlawed for the last 30 years. They've suffered all sorts of problems at the hands of the regime. And they are thirsting for revenge. So that's why I'm saying it's kill or be killed. The present government feels that these are armed insurgents. And the mistake of the opposition was, in fact, to resort to arms.